your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everyone, you are listening to Locked On NHL, or watching if you're on our YouTube channel. You are here at our home of all things hockey related here on Western Conference Wednesday, sort of, until we have real hockey news to talk about. We're just going to talk about cool stuff. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of Locked On Kings, as always joined by my partner in crime here on the show, Jess Bamosto, host of Locked On Calgary Flames, as we look at the latest news in the NHL. So we've got some cool stuff happening. And by cool, I mean newsworthy, sort of, I guess.
Making our jobs easier. Yes, so therefore, exactly. It's cool. It's cool.
Exactly. So one of the big things that has been coming out is that teams are actually proactively coming out and saying that they have very high compliance rates in terms of getting their players and staff and personnel and everything all vaccinated for COVID to prepare for the season. We've had a couple teams, notably the Carolina Hurricanes, who I think everyone sort of thought maybe would have a problem on it, have announced that they are going to be 100% vaccinated by the start of the season. A lot of other teams are also, I believe you said the Flames are in the same situation of having total compliance. And we're starting to see a lot more teams actually come out and say it, which is, I think, kind of a new feeling for the NHL of transparency, which is not usually their deal.
Definitely. I think that obviously with Carolina, it doesn't need to be said why they thought there was going to be an issue. Again, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, but good for them. Very happy that they're taking that proactive step to make sure there's a healthy, you know, just like not a barrier, but just like you're setting yourself up for success there. And success doesn't necessarily mean like no COVID cases, because you know, people are going to argue that, but, you know, minimizing the damage. Yeah. And with Calgary, it's obviously really exciting because, I mean, every team, like I'll pop a little like, woo, little party hats and everything, but I'm happy that teams are doing this, especially in times of COVID and the flu and just even traveling in general. Like, they're going to be traveling a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I usually get a cold, some sort of nasty sinus infection. So
yeah,
hopefully let's not do that. Yeah, like, well, I already feel gross after being on a plane. Last thing I want to do is get back on a plane and feel like actually sick.
Right.
But, you know, I think that this is huge in just terms of preventable measures, because teams were, I think it was like that 85% threshold last season, and a lot of teams were behind on that, or they were close to it. But seeing more and more teams put their health and safety first, I think, is very un-NHL.
Right. I mean, this is the league that messed up mumps.
I was just talking about that earlier today, because there's a measles outbreak in Virginia. And I was like, hey, you remember that time Sidney Crosby looked like he had tennis balls in his mouth?
Totally normal. That's what you're supposed to look like.
Like, I'm not sick.
No, not the mumps at all.
No.
Yeah. But I think it is, you know, if we want to talk about, I always hate it, but like athletes as role models and stuff, you know, this is a great step in the right direction. And there's a really good quote from an interview with Rod Brind'Amour with the Hurricanes. And it's from, the interview was done by Andrew Schnitker, who is over at Canes Country on SB Nation. So credit to him for having this interview with Rod Brind'Amour. But the quote from Brind'Amour asking about vaccinations and the team's vaccination success rate and everything, he says, I'm 100% behind it. I'm proud that our group's dialed in and it's like, yeah, we've got to do what we have to do here. You know, he talks about, he actually says, golly, this is like the best. Like Brynden Moore goes, so I'm all for it. Golly, we sat for a year praying for a cure for this or a way out, and we get it. And people don't want to put their arm out to take the shot. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm proud of our group that once everyone gets here, we'll have everyone in the training staff and the players 100% on board with this. And I guess we're doing our part. So, you know, it's good to see players and coaches and team staff and everything coming out and saying, yeah, we're just going to do it. We're going to do it because it's the right thing to do. And now we are seeing in the league as well, the consequences of, you know, I've sowed, like, you know, the consequences of actions of, there's been at least two people who have been let go from their jobs in coaching roles because of refusal to take the vaccine. We had Rocky Thompson out in San Jose, who's not in the same situation. He is a medical issue that he, you know, has not revealed the medical issue. He shouldn't have to, but he did say that because of, you know, medical advice, he cannot take the vaccine at this time. So he stepped down from his role with San Jose. But we had the a coach, an assistant coach out in Columbus, and someone in Colorado, I believe, not
decline
anymore. Yeah, decline to do it.
Yeah. Again, like you said, I think medical exemption is obviously, you know, that fine. Don't need you getting any more ill because of a vaccine or anything. And again, I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be one on this podcast. Like, not Derek Shepherd over here, but I just feel like this isn't just like a personal decision. This is very contagious. It's very, you know, it's airborne. It's not, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It's just, it's a matter of protecting yourself and people around you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the NHL, to their credit, is taking this seriously. And probably not as stringent as some other leagues have done, but, you know, it's the NHL. The fact that they're doing anything is great. But they, you know, have announced their protocols for the coming season. Teams are allowed to suspend unvaccinated players who are unable to participate in club activities, quote unquote, due to issues with COVID. So suspension can include, and this is from The Athletic, it can include situations where unvaccinated players can't travel to or from an area because of any sort of regulations about vaccinations. Those guys would forfeit pay for any days that they're unable to do stuff.
Wow.
Players who are unvaccinated, you know, are going to have a lot more stringent rules around them in terms of being able to associate with the team, essentially, in terms of, you know, hotels and restaurants and doing stuff on the road. They have to do quarantines when they come to training camps. They have to wear face coverings at all the times, social distancing and everything, all for unvaccinated players. And it's like, you know, your life would be a lot easier if you just went and did the thing.
Right.
Just and you're out there.
Yeah. Like, again, yes, that's right, Kitty. Okay. I guess he's chiming in today.
Yeah.
If you want life to go back to normal, maybe help yourself and your teammates out and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The vaccine.
Just do the thing. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, it'll become readily apparent very quickly which players have not become vaccinated because of these rules of, you know, face coverings and you can't, you know, be around whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be very obvious if we're in a you know, post-game thing and there's one guy sitting 10 feet away from everyone else, you know, with the mask on, and you're like, you know, regardless of his reasons why, but you're like, oh, you know.
And I think with week one of NFL under our belts, we've seen that. Like, people were kind of questioning if Ezekiel Elliott was vaccinated because he was wearing a mask in one of the videos of them traveling. So it's just, I feel like some people just aren't going to want to draw that attention to themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to say, fine, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
But it is nice to see teams taking this seriously, the league taking it seriously, and people actually coming out and saying, all of our guys are vaccinated. Our staff is vaccinated. we're doing the right thing and so should you.
Absolutely.
Which is, again, from the league that messed up Mumps, a nice change in pace.
Yeah. I mean, the bar is on the floor with them, yeah. but like this,
they sort of stepped over it.
They did okay here. They, you know, they get a little round of applause and thanks for believing in science, I guess.
An attempt was made.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing the right thing.
This is going to be a fun one to watch. Fun is probably not the right word, but to watch as the season unfolds, because we'll get to see exactly what happens if, you know, players aren't compliant or if there is a team that, you know, can't achieve that high vaccination rate that other ones do. We'll get to find out very quickly how much teeth some of these rules have in the NHL, but sure to be a topic on weeks to come of this show. Coming up next, we've got some more cool stuff for you about the TV, because we're starting to learn more about what next season's going to look like on there. So we're going to hear about that coming up right after this. But first, I want to give you the inside track on fantasy hockey, and that is Fantrax. Fantrax is the free NHL Hockey League manager, which is the most customizable, easy to use, and feature-rich platform out there in the industry. You can sign up for free today, and as a special offer for Locked On NHL fans, you'll be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. I have the feeling that, like, Sidney Crosby doesn't need to enter this contest. Simply go to fantrax.com/lockedon. That's FANTRAX.com/lockedon and sign up. It is the top dynasty fantasy hockey platform in the industry. It is the most customizable platform, has the greatest experience for your dynasty, keeper, redraft, and best ball leagues. You can go deep with your leagues, create something simple, or even do a customizable league with up to 2,000 teams. And if you're coming in from another service, well, Fantrax can import any of your current leagues and customize it if needed. So if you have been using something like Yahoo or ESPN, you can migrate all over to Fantrax for a better experience. And you can undo anything you mess up with one simple click, which sounds pretty great to me, a person who messes things up all the time. So you can go and check it out, because Fantrax doesn't sleep. They've got seasons running 365 days a year, which is why fantasy players who try Fantrax make it the permanent home for all of their fantasy leagues. Again, so go sign up for free today and be entered to win an official NHL signed Nathan MacKinnon jersey. You can go to fantrax.com/lockedon and sign up today. That is fantrax.com, FANTRAX.com/lockedon. Fantrax, it is the home of fantasy sports. And, you know, to find out who to put on your fantasy sports team, sometimes you're probably going to be watching television to figure it out. And a lot of times watching TV can be frustrating, because you have basically 800 devices now. You've got your TV, you've got your other TV, you've got your computer, you've got your tablet, you've got your phone, and it's just a lot to manage. And there's always something new that comes up that you got to figure out. Well, a simple way to get rid of all of those frustrations and get all the entertainment that you love without all that hassle is DirecTV Stream. It brings you all your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. So you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. There's no juggling remotes, no need to buy another device. And the best part is there's no annual contract. So get rid of all the clutter and the confusion. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices are required, and content varies by package. So that's all my cool entertainment news for you. Talking about entertainment, what have you got for us for television?
So today, TNT announced that they have, they announced their wonderful broadcasting team. It's quite the crew. To be quite honest, I'm not really sure what I thought we were getting, but we are getting Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky, Anson Carter, Rick Tocchet, Barstool's own Paul Bissonnette, Liam McHugh, and the commentator teams are Kenny Albert and Eddie O, and Brendan Burke and Darren Pang, and Keith Jones will be at ice level.
Oh, Keith Jones. We're not rid of him yet.
No. No. And then there's two women somewhere in there, but apparently that's not important to add.
Well, you know.
Tweet. What are your thoughts?
I mean, my actual first thought is I'm going to totally just, I don't remember what the word, I'm going to take us off the rails here, because my first thought is we're getting very close to the start of the season and I still have no actual idea how to watch hockey this year streaming. Like, yeah. You know, in previous years, I sign up for my little NHL.tv streaming package and I know I get to watch all the games. This year, I don't really know how to, you know, if I want to hear Wayne Gretzky yap at me about hockey, I don't know how to do that. Like, it's now that it's spread out among a lot of different services, it's I really just want like one comprehensive email to tell me what to do. That's yeah. always what I want. But that's, you know, neither here nor there. It's a very interesting group of people.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that Eddie Olczyk is turning up there. I like Darren Pang a lot. One of the few things, sorry, St. Louis Blues locked on guys, but one of the few entertaining things that I've always found about Blues broadcasts has been Darren Pang. I think he's pretty A, entertaining, and B, knowledgeable about the game. Keith Jones, I really like. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The women on the team are Jennifer Botterill, who's going to be one of the contributors, whatever a contributor is, as well as Jackie Redmond, who will be hosting, who will also be a contributor. Again, don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
But, you know, got to find somewhere to put them. They also have Tariq El-Bashir, who has been with covering the Washington Capitals, I believe, who is now also joining, also in this contributor role. So we'll see what that means later. It's just, especially for the analysts. I mean, I guess, you know, Paul Bissonnette is their nod to the whole, like, let's get someone young who can connect with the millennial Gen Zers or whatever, which fair, I guess. He does have that kind of like edgy, and my misgivings about Barstool and everything aside, like, he is entertaining.
He,
you know, in his time with the Coyotes doing broadcasting work was pretty good. So, you know, taking that aside, I think he's a fun choice. But I always wish with the analysts that they did lean more towards the recently retired player kind of thing. Yeah. You know, Wayne Gretzky, obviously, you know, the greatest or one of the greatest, depending on who you ask, players of the game, but hasn't played in a really long time. So I don't know. What do you have to tell me about hockey in 2022, Wayne Gretzky?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I know he's done broadcast work before. I haven't really heard it, so I don't want to, you know. But I feel like for me, it's like TNT had a chance, and all these networks had a chance to really reboot the way that we cover hockey and that we hear about hockey on TV and everything. And instead, it's like, all the same old guys. Like, there's so many recently retired guys who I would love to hear from on these networks, let alone you know, representation from like the women's national team and everything, who we all know have stepped in very well to being analysts and everything for men's hockey and women's hockey, obviously. But they had a chance to like go fun with this and bring a little more, you know, life
pizzazz.
And, yeah, pizzazz. That's a good one. And instead we've got, you know, meh.
Yeah.
I will say that I've come around to liking Kenny Albert a lot more. I feel like when I first kind of started tuning back into hockey years ago and he was doing the announcing, I was like, I don't know. But he's won me over. I like him a lot more now than I used to. I don't know. It's just the same people. And I can't get too excited about the same people just in a different, like, you know,
a new studio.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of my takeaway too. It was just kind of like, you know, obviously Wayne Gretzky, you know, shouts to him, kind of good at hockey or whatever. Or so they tell me. I wasn't really alive to watch it.
No, I feel ancient.
But like you said, they had a chance to really hit this out of the park, and I don't have any real feelings about it. Like, it's meh. It's just the same people just rotated around, kind of like how hockey coaches and GMs are. So I guess it goes for broadcasting as well. And I am so confused on how to watch games. All I know is that I just go to ESPN Plus and apparently sign up. I don't know how to watch anything on TNT. Do I have to have an app?
Right.
Do I have to have cable?
Right. Is it on Hulu? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Also, I'm like an old person. I need someone to explain this to me like you would explain it to like your mom.
Right. Or like a child. Like,
yeah. Either way, like, just don't explain it to me like you'd explain it to like a Zoomer or whatever, right, because I'm not going to understand it. But yeah. Nope. And like the whole, like, this is the same as the coaching carousel thing. I mean, it's also hilarious because we've got, you know, Rick Tockett,
yeah,
formerly a coach, like whenever they get booted from their coaching GM job, they're just going to show up here. Like,
right,
they usually do.
At least he didn't need a redemption tour.
Oh gosh.
Like, at least that's, you know, I'm sure you give it like 2 seasons and someone will need it. So,
yeah,
I don't know who we're flicking off the set or studio, if it'll be ESPN or TNT. But my thing is that TNT has this fantastic basketball analysis. Like Shaq, like the personalities, they're big. They're showboaty. They know their stuff. And the only person that I really see that is Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah.
And I don't think Wayne Gretzky and Paul Bissonnette are like, I don't know how to
on the same broadcast.
I can't, because all I hear is Biz's, his voice is like nails on a chalkboard to me. So like I've tried to listen to like clips and interviews from Spittin' Chiclets, and like it nauseates me. And like, even if he didn't work for a company that like I'm not a fan of, I couldn't listen to him. So I'm just, again, change the channel. But I think of how he talks about women on that podcast. And then, like, you have, like, Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
How? I know it's not going to be the same casual talk, right, but I'd be scared. I don't. Yeah. Like, your reputation going into this with, like, Wayne Gretzky's your coworker, and you're just going to be like, did you listen to that episode?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if it's a work in progress, if they, you know, obviously we don't know the details behind anyone's contracts or anything, but will it have a new look next year as TNT kind of gets to understand what works, what doesn't work? I mean, I wish I had any faith in any network to actually do hockey justice, but when even the NHL network doesn't do it right, like, I don't know what I can ask of TNT.
No, the only networks that do it right are the Canadian markets.
And we just poach all of their people.
Yeah. How do we clone them?
Yes.
And just like pew pew, like airdrop them.
Well, there were a couple of angry comments on Twitter about the fact that that TNT took Jennifer Botterill from her job in covering hockey in Canada. So I guess they did one thing, stealing from Canada.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to wait to see what else happens, because
exactly.
Well, I'm sure someone will get tired of, I don't know.
Yeah. And if not, like, I guarantee there'll be like one really stupid thing that like Biz says to Wayne Gretzky on the air that we'll get to talk about here on the show.
Yes. I'm looking forward to that. And you know what? I hope I'm wrong. I hope it goes well, because obviously I don't want anyone to fail.
Right.
This is exciting. They could have this whole thing. Wayne Gretzky could have an amazing personality. I don't know. I just think of him as an old hockey player. Like, he's like any old man. But hopefully, you know, this could be great.
Yeah,
be great.
I'll be cautiously optimistic. we'll put it nicely. We'll look at some other things that aren't great after this, because we're talking jerseys and logos. But before we get to that, Jess, I believe you got some cool stuff to tell us about.
I do. Let me talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is one of my favorite snacks, because they are like a candy bar. And I have a major sweet tooth, so if you're like me, then you already know why you need that sweet tooth and why you need those sweets that are actually good for you, okay? Like Olivia Rodrigo said, good for you. And like, you will look happy and healthy with these Built Bars, because they are filled with protein, low in sugar, low in carbs, high in fiber. They will have you feeling, hopefully, good, because they make me feel good. But you can head on over to built.com today and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off of your Built Bar order. And there's a variety of flavors. I like my variety packs because I'm very indecisive and depends on what I'm craving, honestly. So shout out to Built Bar for those. So that's built.com and promo code LOCKED15 and Rock Auto. You know what? You don't need your car to pick up your Built Bars. I mean, maybe you have to drive to a P.O. box, okay?
True. So, I mean, my car is also full of Built Bar wrappers.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know if Rock Auto has a solution for that, but if anyone does, it would be Rock Auto.
I think Rock Auto probably has like some sort of like trash compartment that you can like put in your car. But Rock Auto is here to solve all of your car problems. They have a wide variety of car parts and truck parts that I never knew existed. And it's great because I don't have to go to the, you know, to AutoZone or anything like that. I don't have to deal with a mechanic. Like I can just type. My car doesn't tell me what I need, but you know, it gives me a nice list and a nice wide variety. And I am someone who likes to deal with as little people as possible. Mm-hmm. And that includes going to pick things up, installing them, anything. I don't have to sign for these packages. You might have to if you order something big, but rockauto.com is there for you. So you don't have to leave your house. You can do your online shopping, get those windshield wipers, get some new window rotator things that went in my car. And you can head on over to rockauto.com today, check out their parts, and of course, put Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section so they know that we sent you.
Awesome. Now I'm hoping they have a trash can because I really need one. My car looks like a, you know, bag of snacks exploded in it. My dad's always very disappointed in my car, yeah. But you know, that's another story for another show. We're going to end today's show not by making fun of my car, but by making fun of some NHL logos and jerseys, because why not? So there was a ranking that was put out today that was based off of a fan vote that over 1,400 people voted in it. So this isn't just one of those things where six people filled out a Twitter poll or whatever. The poll was done by Jay Fresh Hockey on Twitter, who does lots of really cool stuff with analytics. And my favorite thing about analytics puts them all into pretty charts that I can usually pretty much understand. So bonus points there. He did a fan vote for the 2021-22 NHL home jerseys. And I will let you guess. It might not be fair because I sent you the link already, but you can guess. Who do you think had the best logo and the worst logo according to this fan vote?
So before looking at it, I knew it was going to be Arizona at number one. Shouts to them for making it 2 weeks in a row with this positive talk. We're on the right trend here. Let's keep it going. The worst, I thought it might have been Chicago, but it's not. It's not. No. But I get it. 32 makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, the real loser of the home jersey ranking is the Anaheim Ducks. I believe it was on a scale of 10. The Ducks averaged a 3.4. So that's bad. The Coyotes, especially with the Kachina rebrand, averaged a 7.7. The top five are Arizona, Montreal, Seattle, the Senators with the new old version of their logo, and Boston. Those round out your top five. Your Calgary Flames came in at 8th. My Los Angeles Kings came in at 27th, which honestly I feel is kind of appropriate because their logo is pretty meh. They had in the tradition of the Kings being just average lately, their average score was 5.0. So, you know, smack in the middle. But yeah. I hadn't actually seen this until it was pointed out to me, and I was trying to guess which one was going to be tops, and I forgot all about the Kachina, probably because I forgot that they're sort of subtly moving to that for their full-time logo. And once I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
The spoked B is, like, loved. and it's fine.
I feel a butt coming on in here.
But like, it is too high, personally. And that's me as a Bruins fan saying that. So like, if anybody, just drag me, please. It's been a hot minute since I've been in like Twitter drama. So could always use that. It's just, it's fine. If it was the Pooh Bear or like that crazy looking bear. Yeah. Like that would make sense, but not a letter B. Yeah. Kind of boring.
Yeah. And the original six teams all did, unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
Fairly well because original six.
Yeah. But Calgary is too high. Like, this is what's bothering me about this the most. They should be swapped with Minnesota because I think that Minnesota is so much cooler. Minnesota's at 14 with a 6.3, and Calgary's at 8 with a 6.8. And it's just a C with flames. Ooh.
I mean, they could bring back the Blasty the Horse Blasty. Or whatever, again. And then it would skyrocket, I think.
Oh, yeah. Blasty would be – I think Blasty would take two at that point.
Yeah. I think that's a, fair, that's a fair assumption. It was interesting that you brought up Chicago because they came in 15th, so basically middle of the pack, essentially. But I can easily see – and I'm sure that, you know, people have done these best – logos, best jerseys, whatever, for years. I'm sure if you go back a handful of years, Chicago was routinely in the top, you know, three, essentially,
yeah,
in terms of, you know, the logo and the jerseys and everything. So, you know, for as much as it is kind of some teams doing rebrands that are displacing others, you know, with Arizona, Ottawa's new old logo that's kind of bumping them up. But I think that there is more awareness and more vocal discussion about Chicago's logo and about, you know, the fact that it is by many considered to be offensive. And yeah. I don't think that, you know, in 2013, the Chicago would have been 15th on this list. So progress comes in slow fits and starts, I guess, but you know, enough people voted them low. And I at least one person was like, any list that didn't vote the Blackhawks last, like, just is a bad list. But, you know, enough people obviously voted them down their list that they dropped in a way that we would not have seen in the past. So that's, you know, that's something if you are in the group of people who wants Chicago to move on from their logo and move on from their branding. You're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not there yet because everything is entrenched in the world, but it's progress that more people are talking about, like, hey, what if we didn't?
Yeah. And there's actually a breakdown of the ratings in this Twitter thread. So it's actually interesting to look at. I want to, you know, give it more than 30 seconds of my time, but I'd be interesting to see how it stacked up, like where the color coded things are on there, because I do think that it's, I don't want to say like it's progress or like a step in the right direction, but enough people are kind of realizing that it's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. And, you know, it is hockey Twitter, hockey and a certain segment of hockey Twitter and a certain segment of hockey Twitter that's into analytics. Like, so it's obviously a very small slice of the hockey world, but it is something to see. I will point out for anyone out there who is angry that the Anaheim Ducks came in last on this poll, Jay Fresh Hockey himself released his own ratings and he actually rated the Ducks number one. So someone out there loves you, Anaheim.
Not me. But someone.
So, you know, but and interestingly, he had I may have been reading this list all wrong, but we're gonna leave this in there because I think it might make people feel good about Anaheim. Actually, no, I did read this all wrong because his list is in alphabetical order. I apologize for maybe giving Anaheim fans a little bit of hope. No, his list is in alphabetical order. He actually rated the Ducks at 2. So my bad for not knowing how to read. In fairness, the Kings were also poorly rated, so that's fine. He ranked the Canadiens tops, which whatever. But yeah, no, I was trying to like wrap up the segment by giving Ducks fans a little hope that like not everyone out there thought your logo was trash, but I think it's trash too. I can't read.
It's fine. We're hockey fans.
Yeah. No one told me there'd be like charts and stuff.
Yeah. I don't do numbers. So once like hockey journalism started steering towards these numbers and percentages and letters, I was like, oh no, it's math class.
Yeah, no, I left math behind a long time ago. Yeah. So sorry, Ducks fans. I thought I was going to give you a nugget to like hang your Ducks hat on, but I lied. My bad.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well,
just issue a Twitter apology. It's fine.
Exactly. Twitter apology. And really, the Ducks could solve this problem very easily by going back to their original logo.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
We solved all of their problems.
We solved it. Chicago can have a bird as a logo. Calgary needs to move back to Blasty the Horse. And the Ducks need to have the duck.
Quack, quack.
Love it. There is no better way to end the show than that. So we're going to leave it right here. We'll be back next week, of course, with more hockey news and fun facts and maybe less making fun of the Ducks. I don't know. We'll see how I feel.
We'll see what they do.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. Might be something weird. Until then, where can people find you online, Jess?
You can find me on Twitter at Jess Belmosto. And if you're watching YouTube, you can find it right down there. And Locked On Flames on your favorite streaming platform.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. It is also right below there if you're looking at the YouTube. And of course, Locked On Kings is at Locked On LA Kings on Twitter. If you're interested in pain and suffering, you can find the show there. Locked On NHL is at Locked On NHL Pods on Twitter. So make sure you're giving that account a follow as well to keep up with all the cool stuff happening across the network. This show is available also wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, and any other podcast app imaginable. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you're subscribing to this show or following it in your favorite podcast app of choice so you never miss another episode. AKA don't miss me making fun of the Ducks again. And make sure you come back for future shows. Leave a rating, leave a review if you're enjoying what you're hearing. And come back tomorrow and every day this week for more hockey news here on Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.